Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
You mentioned you popped by Homestyles Home Show this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying how, you know, it's kind of like a game as you make your way through the different booths that they have there with all the experts on hand of maybe chatting with them when you don't necessarily need to.
Mm-hmm.
I get very distracted by the treats that the companies put out, the bowls
okay.
of candy.
Yeah.
You're walking by, you're like, ooh, they've got tiny chocolate bars. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
You reach for one, boom, they got you. As soon as your hand reaches that threshold yeah. of the container, they're like, oh, hi, what can we tell you about our
yeah.
insulated products for tonight? And it's like, oh, damn it.
But then you feel bad because you took one of their candies, and you can't just be like, oh, I'm just taking the candy and bolting out of here. I have no interest at all. So you have to, like, pretend that you're interested
well,
in
you
what
could,
they're selling.
You could actually just be brutally, truthfully honest and walk up and be like, I'm sorry, I just wanted a candy.
I can't
have
do that, though.
Have a lovely day.
I can't do that, though. That's a jerk move because they put those candies out so that you'll talk to them for a bit, you know? That's
yeah.
the deal. You get a candy, you listen to them for 3 minutes, then you leave awkwardly. And that's how every single trade show interaction goes. The key is not to make eye contact because there were, like, what, 7 rows there at Homestyles this year?
Lots.
And every single time I'm walking up and down the aisle, I'm like looking at my feet and trying to use my periffs to see if anything's going on. Because we just went to look at the decks. We want to put a deck in our backyard.
Oh, yes.
So we went to go look at that stuff. So we have no interest in anything else. But again, when you make eye contact with someone, it's like, oh, man, I know they know I saw them, so I got to go talk to them now. What is this product? Okay. Because I can't just shut it down right away. I feel like a jerk. Even though they are talking with like 9,000 different people during the weekend, in my head, I think that they'll go home at night and be like, I can't believe that redheaded guy didn't like my sales pitch. Like, that's what I think that they'll do, even though they won't.
Easy solution. Just wear sunglasses.
Inside, though?
Yeah, then you don't have
no.
to make eye contact.
You know what people...
Problem solved,
yeah,
Corey Hart.
You know what people think of people who wear sunglasses inside? Oh, that guy's been hotboxing his car before he came inside here.
Who cares? Just take the candy and run.
That makes it look even more like you're all hopped up on the jazz cabbage, though.
Tomorrow, 13 degrees. Mix of sun and cloud. A lot of people going on social media about how it's perfect grilling weather. Finally, you know, sparking up the old barbecue, blah, blah, blah. Both you and I have mentioned how we barbecue all year round.
I don't know if this is an Ontario thing where they have barbecue season because they're scared of the weather whenever it gets cold, like minus 12, oh, lock the doors. But I grill all year long. I don't care if it's minus 45 with the wind chill outside. Like, I'm still going to be doing some grilling on my barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty Saskatchewan thing.
It takes a bit longer because
mm-hmm.
it's cold
yeah.
outside. And I got Sean a very handy little gadget for the barbecue. It's a light that hangs on the lid.
Genius.
So when you lift the lid, yeah. the sensor just turns on,
mm-hmm.
and you can see your meat. It's fantastic.
Because so many people have to bring their phone with them, use
yeah.
the flashlight, but then you have to... That
hold
one hand is occupied,
yeah.
so you have to do the flipping with one hand, and it's a nightmare. Everything gets all over the place. I always grill asparagus, and it falls in between the cracks,
oh.
and it starts on fire, and it's all crispy, and I'm like, the asparagus that got away.
You gotta get a little grilly clampy deal that clamps them down. They all in one... thing.
In one what? No, one more time?
You know, it's like a thing where you lay them inside and close it. Like a sandwich bushmaker, sort of, but grilled. A rack.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
Holy
about.
Holy cow.
You're doing a great talking. Job describing this.
I bought it at the... Like Cabela's, that type of thing. And
yeah.
you lay it inside, close it, pinch it shut, and then you can flip them all together so nothing falls out. That's what I meant to
there
say.
There you go. Nailed it. 48 seconds later, and you finally spat it out. That's great. I also had the little mat thing that you put on your grill.
We were just at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And our buddy Chad was like, this is the most amazing invention ever, you guys. You got to try it. And I had seen it on TV, mm-hmm. and I was like, that looks like garbage. Apparently, it's amazing.
I lost it.
Oh, no.
I lost it. I left it outside, like on my little side table that I have, and it got super windy and blew
Bye-bye.
Away. But the one time I used it, it was absolutely fantastic.
Interesting.
When it comes to grilling, I'd way rather barbecue in minus 45 than have to use a lot of dishes inside because I don't have a dishwasher. And I'll sacrifice getting hypothermia outside if it means saving 10 minutes doing the dishes.
Add this to the list of things that make Saskatchewan awesome. We now officially have the largest ever discovered Tyrannosaurus Rex
No way.
His name is Scotty.
Good for us.
Scotty.
Wait, his name's Scotty?
Of course.
Like, when I think of T-Rex, I think of like a big angry thing, you know?
Like Death Killer or something?
Yeah, exactly. Like, give it like a scary name.
Like Vincent?
Scotty?
Vincent.
Vincent is your go-to scary name for a guy?
Mm-hmm.
When you say it like Vincent, yeah. I guess. Well, and if you say anything like that,
Scotty.
Scotty. Tamara.
Anyway, Scotty lived in prehistoric Saskatchewan 66 million years ago. The bones of this guy, 13 meters long, they were discovered during a dig in Saskatchewan in 91 and actually excavated in 94. It takes a long time to dig up the skeleton of a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the leg bones on Scotty, he weighed 8,800 kilograms, about 20,000 pounds.
Yikes.
So, yeah, he is the biggest of the T-Rexes discovered on Earth as of right now.
It's called Weight Watchers, Scotty. I kind of feel bad for Alberta with this news. Because when you think of dinosaurs in Canada, you think of Alberta. You think of Drumheller. Mm-hmm. You think of the museum there, hey? And we have the world's largest T-Rex. And they don't. I mean, tough break, Alberta. First, we take your lacrosse team. Then we take your dinosaur record.
Ouch.
We're finally getting revenge for them taking all of our citizens back in the 1990s. I can just not look at Tyrannosaurus Rexes the same after I read this story, I think a couple months ago, but it was talking about the noise that dinosaurs make. You know how in Jurassic Park it's like a giant roar and it's scary?
Terrifying.
Apparently, dinosaurs did not roar. They honked like geese. And ever since I read that, I can't forget it. I can't get the image out of my head of, like, getting chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex and just being, oh.
So not only do they have lame little tiny arms that do nothing, they also honk like a goose.
Yeah. I don't think dinosaurs were actually that scary by the sounds of it.
Big weekend for fans of Motley Crue. The Dirt movie released on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. We almost watched it. But then we realized we were old and it was too late, so we decided not to watch it last night.
Okay, important question. What time was it? Judging by that awkward pause, it's a very embarrassing time.
I think it was like 8:30.
8:30? Come on.
I need my sleep. And we had a long weekend.
Stacey Abigail Cooper.
Regardless, that's not the point of my story. The point of my story is the reviews of the movie. Movie was much anticipated. The book itself, I've heard nothing but unbelievable things about the book. I've got like 4 pages into it. That was like a year ago, slowly making my way through.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are so pumped to see the movie, and some of the reviews have said it's kind of like watching the made-for-TV movie version of The Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And The Dirt is a nasty book. It's about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
And so some people said they were just a little disappointed. They thought they'd get more from it.
Spoiler alert here. Don't watch this movie with your kids. Not a good idea.
I've heard that it might not be PG.
If you are a child, don't watch it with your parents because it has some pretty embarrassing scenes. And nothing is worse than watching like sex scenes with your parents. You don't know where to look. Like, do you make eye contact? Do you make a joke? What do you do? Like, the first scene in the movie is just ridiculous. I think hardcore fans of Motley Crue love this movie because they'll love anything Motley Crue related. So obviously they're like, yes, love it. Because I've never seen a movie that is so divided when it comes to the reviews. Some people love it. Some people just despise it.
Well, the critics gave it 45% on Rotten Tomatoes, which we all know is like the be-all, end-all of movies. The audience score, though, 85%, which goes to prove your point, saying that like the audience was like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But the critics are like, not really.
I think the die-hard rock and roll fans, the diehard classic rock fans, who maybe they like Motley Crue, but it's not their favorite band of all time, I don't think they liked it because it was a little cheesy. The acting was a little subpar at some moments, and there were some moments that were left out because they didn't really focus on a lot of the relationships. I mean, the Heather Locklear thing was a pretty big plot in there.
Right.
But a lot of the relationships, they didn't focus too much on it. And yes, they did leave a bunch of stuff out. But the thing is, like, they only had an hour and 50 minutes to fit everything in.
And those guys got up to so much.
A lot
How
of trouble.
Can you possibly squeeze that into an hour 50?
I think a lot of people wanted to see it as a mini doc series. So like a 5-part series, 5 hour and a half long episodes, I think that would have done a lot better than a movie for an hour and 50. And again, we can't stress this enough. Do not watch this movie with your kids. How about them Saskatoon Blades, Stacey Cooper?
How about them?
Killing it. Took a 2-0 series lead over Moose Jaw. SaskTel Center was electric. If you were at the games over the weekend, this slow clap is for you. You really proved it, Blades fans. Super rowdy crowd. Part of me wants them to win these next two games and sweep Moose Jaw. But another part of me wants them to lose one game so they can win it on home ice in front the home fans. That'd be kind of nice. But the Blades staff did a great job during these playoff games. Like the intro, they redid it. There are new lights. There's a new goal horn. There's a new video,
sweet.
New songs. It's just the atmosphere is electric.
Bells and whistles?
A
is that what you're
bells
saying?
And whistles.
Nice.
But instead of bells, it's horns. And instead of whistles, it's
lights.
More horns, actually. Just,
okay.
Just, man, this goal horn that they have, this new one, it is loud and it gets you going. The rally towels in the crowd, everyone's wearing yellow. It's an awesome atmosphere. But as I was walking around SaskTel Center, there are still some people going, you know, the Rush get more people at their games.
No.
And it's like, really? Can you not just enjoy this?
It's
can
a
you not
different
just enjoy
sport.
It? Exactly.
It's lacrosse.
Two different things.
Yeah.
One is a pro sports team with pro sports team resources.
Yeah.
Another is a junior hockey team,
mm-hmm.
not a pro sports team, and they're doing great. And yet people still feel they need to compare the Rush and the Blades.
I think that's as frustrating as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just human nature.
It's always going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the first couple years, I understand. And that is when the Blades were still in rebuild mode. They weren't doing too great. Here come the Rush, winning championships, filling their building.
Instantly.
The new cool thing in town, you know? And now, though, that the Blades starting to pick up steam, they're back in the playoffs. They've won 2 in a row. I thought those comparisons would stop. But they're still going, even though the atmosphere at SaskTel Center was loud and rowdy. Like,
yeah.
I've been to Rush games, I've been to Blades games. It was pretty much the same atmosphere at that Blades game on Saturday.
Nice.
Even though there were less people, the atmosphere was the same.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Debbie Downers still have to compare the two. Well, actually, the Rush sell out the Upper Bowl as well. And it's like, no, I know. I realize that, but just enjoy it.
They're an apple. This is an orange.
We always have to complain about things. Why?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.